今天是安息生日，我们下午的崇拜聚会要跟各位互相参考的题目是慌忙的生活。
It is our Sabbath day today and we shall share the topic of a busy life.
每个人都有他很丰富的生活内容。
Every one of us have our own busy life full with contents.
这样呢，人生才会不觉得这个无聊。
So that our life will not fill with boredom.
所以人在慌忙当中呢，也可以充实自己。
And in our busy life, we can also enhance ourselves in many ways.
那么人在慌忙当中呢，也要注重信仰的生活。
When we are busy, we must almost emphasize the importance of faith.
那下午我们要从主耶稣所讲的比喻当中呢，哪一部分来跟大家做参考。
And this afternoon, we would like to take part of the parables from Jesus to share with every one of us.
请看路加福音第八章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke, chapter 8.
第四节到第八节。
Verse 4 to 8.
路加福音第八章第四节到第八节。
Luke, chapter 8, verse 4 to 8.
当许多人聚集又有人从各城里出来见耶稣的时候，耶稣就用比喻说，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，被人践踏，天上的飞鸟又来出见了。第六节。
Verse 6.
又落在磐石上的，一出来就枯干了，因为得不着滋润。第七节。
Verse 7.
有落在荆棘里的，荆棘一同生长，把它挤住。第八节。
Verse 8.
又落在好土里，生长起来，结实百倍。耶稣说了这些话，就大声说：“有耳可听的，就应当听。”这里记载有许多人从各城里出来见耶稣啊。
Here it says, there are many people who are coming to see Jesus.
这些人呢，各行各业。都有他们忙碌的那种。
These people are from different businesses. They are busy in their own ways.
但是他们能够拨空来见耶稣啊。
However, they could spare their time to see Jesus.
那么耶稣呢，就向他们讲道。
And Jesus preached to them.
这里提到主耶稣用比喻对他们说啊。
Here it says Jesus used parable to talk to them.
那么为什么主耶稣呢，在这个很多人当中呢，他要讲这个撒种的比喻呢。
Why Jesus among so many people using the parables of sowing the seeds?
既然有很多人聚集，这个是主耶稣阐明美好道理的好机会。
And since this is a good opportunity for Jesus to preach a good gospel.
根据马太福音十三章所记载的。
According to Matthew chapter 13.
当时因为很多人可以说把耶稣挤得没有地方站。
And there were many people were listening to Jesus preaching, and there was full of people.
所以主耶稣呢，不得不就上了一条船，在船上呢，讲道理给这些岸上的人听了。
And it was so crowded that Jesus has to sit on the boat to preach to everyone.
当我看这一段圣经的记录以后啊
，When I read this parable，
就想到现在有电视台可以广播，让人呢要看要听都很方便。
I think about the broadcast programs in over the televisions that we could always see now。
在耶稣那时候，如果有无线电台来广播的话呢，可能呢能够吸引更多的人来听他的道。
If there were televisions as a media for Jesus to preach through TV programs, there would be more people listening to him.
那些人也不必呢，从老远呢来到耶稣那边呢，要听耶稣讲道。
And many people would not have to travel far to listen to his preachings.
那时候如果跟现在这么发达的话呢，可能传福音的效果会更大。
If it were so advanced.The effects of preaching will be much greater.
但话位又说回来。
However, on the other hand,
如果今天呢，主耶稣在电视台 啊，讲道的话，也许呢，不会有这么多人呢去听他。
If Jesus were to preach a gospel over the televisions today, maybe there weren't many people listening to him.
尤其主耶稣讲撒种的比喻，谁要去听他呢？
And who will listen to such a parable like sowing the seed?
大多数的人听人讲道，都喜欢听口才好的，有能力。
Majority of the people would like to listen to servants of eloquence.
语出又好。
And filled with good phrases.
当然呢，主耶稣讲道呢，也是非常有能力的。
Of course, Jesus' preaching was full of power.
所以才能够吸引这么多的人要来听他讲道。
So that he was able to attract many people to listen to him.
但是主耶稣呢，在这个时候可以看出他传道的啊，这种工作非常顺利。
At this time, we could see the triumph in Jesus' ministry.
也可以说，主耶稣在这个啊登峰造极的时候。
And also, we could say this is at the pinnacle of his ministry.
但他却没有抓住这些呢，很热心要听他讲道的这些啊听众的啊这种情形呐、
啊。And He has a great hold of the situation such that everyone is listening to his sermon.
来勉励这些人应当要去做些什么事。
So that he knows how to, what to encourage these people to do in different ways.
他反而在这个时候呢，啊，他来讲这个撒种的比喻，可以说令这些听众一听了，心里就很难过的啊，这种内容。
He preached the parable of the sower to the people.
因为在这个比喻当中呢，啊，种子落在啊四个地方。
Because in this parable, the seeds scattered in four different places.
其中有三个地方呢没有办法收获的。
Among the four, three of them are those cannot be harvested.
所以这种内容呢，让人听起来非常扫兴。
And this kind of, parable is boring.
为什么主耶稣要讲撒种的比喻呢？
Why Jesus wanted to talk about the parable of the sower?
当然我们可以从各方面呢去把它推想。
Of course, we would think about this from different aspects.
那么也许主耶稣呢，他讲这个比喻啊，
Maybe for Jesus to preach this parable,
是要提醒他的门徒啊，
is to remind his disciples.
因为他的门徒呢，看到有这么多人来听耶稣讲道。
Because his parable saw so many people came over to listen to Jesus preaching.
很可能会让这些门徒呢有一种观念，传福音的工作非常容易啊。
Probably it gave such a misconception to the disciples that preachings are simply easy.
也许他们会以为将来呢，他们到各地方去传扬天国的福音呢，会非常的顺利。
Perhaps when they preach at other places about the gospel will be much easier.
但是主耶稣却这个讲这个撒种的比喻来提醒门徒要冷静一点。
So, Jesus used this parable to remind the disciples to be sober.
不要因为看到这广大的这些听众呢，就冲昏了头啊。
To be sober that they will not be misconceived when they see such a big crowd.
也许要提醒门徒，将来呢，传天国的福音呢，也是跟撒种的比喻的内容一样，非常的困难。
Perhaps is to remind them that preaching the gospel is as difficult as sowing the seeds.
传这个天国的福音呢，是一件很辛苦的工作。
Preaching the heavenly gospel is a difficult mission.
好像聋人呢，在撒种的辛苦一样。
It's just like how the hardships that the farmers have to go through in seeding, sowing the seeds.
我们来请参看诗篇126篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 126.
第五节第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
诗篇126篇第五节第六节。
Psalms 126, chapter 5 and 6.
流裂撒种的必欢呼收割，那带种流裂出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。作书的人在这边提到流裂撒种。
The one who wrote this proverbs talk about sowing the seeds.
这些农夫非常辛苦啊。
The farmers have to go through such a hardship.
但是他们所付出的呢，却有代价。
But what they put out is something worthwhile.
当他们有丰富的收成呢，他们心里啊可以肯定自己的劳苦，也心里非常得到啊安慰与快乐。
When they have an abundant harvest, it recognizes all their hardships that they have in, and they are joyful about it.
所以主耶稣讲撒种的比喻呢，跟这个传天国福音呢有很大的关系。
So for Jesus to preach the parable of sower, of the sower, has great relationships with the heavenly gospel.
也许在提醒门徒，往后你们所要 做的这种工作不见得像今天有这么广大的听众。
Perhaps it's to remind the disciples that the works that you do today may not be the same as before.
也许会像撒种的这些农夫一样的。
Maybe you will be just like the sowers, the farmers.
主耶稣对这个比喻当中呢，他怎么解释它呢？
So how did Jesus explain about this parable?
我们请看路加福音第八章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 8, verse 11.
第八章11节,
chapter 8, verse 11.
这个比喻乃是这样，种子就是神的道。主耶稣在这边提到说，种子就是神的道。Jesus
said over here that the seed is the word of God.
当然呢, 这种道理跟一般人的学说是不一样的。
Of course, this parable is different from human philosophies.
在雅各书第一章那边有提到，就是救人灵魂的道理。
In James chapter 1, it talks about the gospel that saves.
所以主耶稣的道理不只能够改善人肉体的生活，也能够救人灵魂的道。
So Jesus' gospel is not only to better one's life, it's also to save one's soul.
因此呢，这个比喻呢，对每个人呢都有密切的关系。
So that this parable has close relationship with everyone's lives.
因为每个人都有灵魂。
Because everyone bears a soul.
那么主耶稣所讲的这个撒种的比喻呢，就是救灵魂的道理。
And this parable of the sower, the purpose is to save the souls.
所以主耶稣在这么多听众都在拥护他、羡慕他的时候呢，他讲这个比喻。
So when people are admiring about Jesus' ministry, he talked about this parable.
那一方面也要提醒门徒，将来要继续传扬这种神的道是非常辛苦的。
On the other hand, is to remind them in the future, it is much difficult for them to preach the gospel.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第10章那边告诉门徒啊。
So Jesus over at Matthew chapter 3 talked to the disciples.
说我差遣你们去传福音啊。He
said, I sent you to preach.
好像羊进入狼群啊。This
is just like the lambs that went into the herd of wolves.
是很危险的。It
is dangerous.
当然也很辛苦的。And
also full with hardship.
要处处防备。And
we must be aware all the way.
所以主耶稣呢，在这么多的人在他的面前，他就讲这个撒种的比喻。Therefore,
Jesus, in front of so many people, he said such a parable of the sower.
那么现在我们就把这个比喻当中的第一种，就是种子落在路旁的。So
we like to talk about the first place where the seed lands.
路是要给人走的。
It lands at the road where human travels.
越有名的路呢，越有人喜欢在那边呐，走来走去的。
A more notorious road, there will be more people traveling with it.
每一条路都有路的名字。
Every road has its own name.
你想要往哪里去，一定呢要往哪一条路去的。
Depending on where you go, you must go through different streets.
比如说某某人住在哪一条路、哪一条街，你知道这个街名，你就能够找到他。For
instance, if you know anyone live at certain road, then you must know the way to there, so in order to get to him.
这条马路越多人在这边走呢, 那这一条路呢就越忙。
The more people travel on the street, it will be a more much busier street.
如果人的生命就像一条马路，这么热闹，这么慌忙。
If a person's life is just like a busy street.
其实我们在忙碌的生活当中呢，也好像呢这个马路的忙碌一样。
As a matter of fact, our life is just like the busy road.
如果在这当中呢，不能够抽出一点时间呢出来的话，
If we cannot extract some of our times out of our busy life,
就是跟神亲近。
That is to get close to God.
当然呢，灵命就没有办法增长。
Then we know that our faith, life of faith will never grow.
所以主耶稣说，这个种子落在这个路旁。
So Jesus said the seed, landed at the side of the road.
种子照理说要落在田里面才对啊。
The seed is supposed to land in the field.
那为什么要落在路旁呢？
Why did it fall along the path?
尤其呢，这一条路越多人在这边走来走去，这条路越硬啊。
Especially when more people travel on the street, the path is will get even harder.
种子落下去呢，就没有办法成长。
The seed that fell on it will not grow on it.
我们再请看这个《路加福音》第八章的第五节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8, verse 5.
说有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，被人见到，天上的飞鸟又来出见。
Here it says, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds on the air ate it up.
那么种子既然呢落在路旁啊
，So since the seed fell along the path.
就很困难成长。
It will much more difficult to grow.
因为这边提到有很多人在那边踏来踏去啊。
Because we know that many people will be stepping along the way.
不止这样，除了人以外，还有一个力量，就是小鸟会来把它吃掉。
Not only that, there are another threat of the birds that will eat them up.
所以主耶稣提到这个路呢，就让人联想到人是过着慌忙的生活啊。
So the path reminds us that we have a busy life.
好像一条很有名的马路一样的。
Just like a famous street.
所以马路越有名呢，越慌忙。
So a street that is more famous, it will be more busy.
在上面走来走去的抽马人，当然会比较多的。
The number of vehicle and number of people traveling on the street will be more.
那我们现在呢，无论是上班族，或者是生意人，或者是在家里的，都有他生活的内容。
So it does not matter of those who work or those who stay at home. We have things that we are busy with.
那么自己感觉到很慌忙，但是也感觉到很充实啊。
And sometimes we do feel.That even we are busy, we feel fulfilled.
表示你的生活内容很丰富啊。
It means that our life is fulfilling.
尤其圣经也预言到，在这个末时要临到之前。
And the Bible also predicts the scenarios about when the end of the world is coming.
人会更加忙碌的。
That people will become more busy.
我们请看但以理书十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 12.
第四节
verse 4.
但以理书十二章第四节
Daniel, chapter 12, verse 4.
但以理啊，你要隐藏作画，封闭作书，直到末时，必有多人来往奔跑，住宿就必增长。但以理得到启示以后
after Daniel has received such a reveal,
有关末时要发生的事情，说要把这些话呢，把它隐藏起来，把它封闭起来。
That he has to close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end.
但以理是有预言到有关 这个世界的急速的演变的一些事情。
A book of Daniel prophesies the things going to happen when end of the world comes.
那么这里提到啊，要直到末时啊，那时候有很多人呢，来来往往，非常忙碌啊。
Here you talk about when the end time, there were many go here and there to increase knowledge.
你现在所处的环境是不是也是这样呢？
And isn't that the kind of environment that we're in?
尤其在大城市里面，多人来往啊。
Especially in bigger cities that many people travel around.
有的人呢，在走路呢，好像半跑一样，在慢跑一样。
Some people, when they walk, it's just like slow jogging.
因为呢，有很多的事情要争取时间啊。
Because there are many things for them to do in such a short time.
虽然现在呢，交通工具很方便。
Even though the transportation means now are very convenient.
但是越来越多的人呢，就是来往奔跑啊。
But it increases.It makes people travel even more.
人的知识也很神速的增长。
And the knowledge of human also increase.
让人能够做更多的事情。
So that people can do more things.
啊，就圣经既然是这么预言，当然呢会实现的。
So since the Bible prophesied this way, it will definitely happen this way.
所以神在天上看世人这么忙碌。
So as God see a human on this world,are so busy.
东西来往奔跑啊。
Going here and there.
当然呢，我们信耶稣的也不例外。
Of course, well, we as a Christian are not exceptions.
每个人都有他生活的内容非常忙碌的。
We have our own busy life to live.
我们再请看诗篇39篇第六节。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 39, verse 6.
诗篇39篇第六节
Excuse me, it's Psalm chapter 39, verse 6.
世人行动，熟悉幻言，他们忙乱，真是枉然。积蓄财宝，不知将来有谁收起。这里提到世人的行动好像幻影一样。
Here it says, man is a mere phantom as he goes to and fro.
速度快。又很复杂
It's speedy and complex.
大家都非常忙啊。
And everyone is busy.
有时候在忙中就生乱了。
In your busy life, there might create some chaos.
那么一旦生乱呢，一切事情往往呢就成为泡汤，就枉然了。
When you are busy, there are many other things that you might forego.
所以在忙碌生活当中呢，如果呢。能够自己拨出一点时间跟神交通啊。
If we are able to set aside some time out of our busy life to communicate with God,
当然呢就比较不会忙乱。
Then we will not lost in our busy life.
在圣经里面也记载，古代的人呢，他们有他们的生活内容。
The Bible also said the kind of life that people live in the Old Testament.
不止我们现在的人慌忙啊。
Not only people in this age busy.
古代的人也是很慌忙。
The people of the olden days also busy in their lives.
像耶稣呢，他在传福音的时候，那时代的人也是很慌忙的。
During the time when Jesus was in his ministry, people are also busy.
但是他们却能够拨出自己的时间呢，跟主耶稣亲近。
However, they are able to set aside some time to get closer to Jesus.
当然呢，我们也可以这么做的。
Of course, we can do likewise.
尤其主耶稣所说的这种救人魂的道理。
Especially Jesus preached a gospel of salvation.
跟我们每一个人的灵魂呢都有连带关系的。
It is so close related to our soul.
在圣经里面也记载，有些个人呢非常慌忙。
The Bible also talk about some people who are busy themselves.
像创世纪二十五章里面记载一个故事。
And there is a story told in Genesis chapter 25.
说以撒有两个儿子。
It says Esau has two sons.
一个叫以扫，一个叫雅各。
One of them is Esau and one of them is Jacob.
这两个兄弟呢，都有他们生活的内容。
And both of the brothers have their own lives.
但是圣经特别有提到这个以扫呢，啊，非常忙碌啊。
And the Bible says Esau lived a busy life.
经常呢都忙到累昏了。
Many of time he was so busy that he felt faintful.
因为他很好动。
Because he loves to move.
因为他经常在野外打猎。
And he often hunts outside.
他也觉得呢，他的生活内容非常丰富啊。
And he felt that his life is so fulfilled.
他在田野里面跟野兽在一起。
And he was with the animals in the field.
当然呢，他在打猎的时候呢，他会感受到这种滋味非常好。
Of course, he felt such a goodness in his hunting.
但是呢，他往往在时间上没有办法去控制，往往在自己的体力上没有办法去控制好。
But he often have no control over his time because he's so busy, and often he did not have control over his physical body.
我们请参看创世纪二十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25.
三十节。
Verse 30.
创世纪二十五章三十节。
Genesis chapter 25, verse 30.
以扫对雅各说，我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。因此以扫又叫以东。这里记载以扫对他的弟弟雅各说
Here is says the conversation between Esau and Jacob.
说我累昏了。
He said, I'm famished.
因为他非常忙碌。
Because he was busy.
因为他整天在野外奔跑啊。
He runs in the field the entire day just for hunting.
同样的，今天呢，我们也非常的忙碌。
It's just like us today, we're busy in our lives.
但是我们并不像以扫一样累昏了。
But we're not like Jacob, excuse me, not like Esau, that he's famished.
所以主耶稣说，种子就是神的道落在路旁，当然呢就没有办法发芽。
And so that Jesus said the seed is the word of God, that when it fell at the side of the road, that it just died, it won't grow.
如果这一条路呢？是很有名的路呢，很多人在上面践踏。
And if this is a famous path, that there were many people travel on it and step on it.
当然呢，种子落下去啊，这一条路呢已经很硬了，没有办法呢，扎根了。
Of course, when a seed fell on the ground was so hard that the seed will not grow on it.
那么主耶稣他讲到啊，种子所落下去的地方也。主的人的心地啊。
And Jesus also said the path where the seed fell, it also represents the heart of man.
所以连在慌忙的生活当中呢，这个心地呢，一不小心就会渐渐硬起来。
In one's busy life, if we are not cautious, our heart will be hardened.
因为这些忙碌呢，好像连在践踏，很多的脚在那边践踏，就会硬起来。
Because our heart is just like the path that is stepped and also traveled by people, that it becomes harder in times.
所以在忙碌当中呢，就很就不容易来接受神的道理啊。
So as we are busy, it will be much more difficult for us to accept Jesus' words.
所以主耶稣呢，在这么很多人的时候聚集在他的面前呢，他讲到这个撒种的比喻啊。
Therefore, Jesus talked about this parable of the sower in front of so many people.
也就是说，人再怎么慌忙呢，也要让自己的心地呢能够软下来。
That is to say, even when we are so busy in our life, we must let our heart, we must get a chance to soften our heart.
所以主耶稣说，种子落在这个路旁。很多人在那边踏来踏去啊。
So the seed fell on the path that many people step on it.
这表示说，神的道理虽然很宝贵。
This represents that even though the word of God is precious.
但是人不懂得去遵循它。
But human does not know how to does not know how to abide it.
把它当为跟一般的泥土一样。
They treat it just like the soil.
好像人的脚在马路上啊踏来踏去一样。
As if the man's footsteps that is traveling on it.
那么主耶稣在另外的比喻里面呢，曾经提到
，In other parables of Jesus, he mentioned，
说天国好比一个王啊
，That heaven is just like a king，
要为他的儿子起设摆娶亲的宴席
，And is to set out a feast, the banquet for his children。
那么一切都准备好了
，And everything was prepared for。
就很好意的去邀请很多人来参加这个天国的宴席
，And he kindly invite everyone to come this feast of heaven。
结果呢，还是有很多人不理他。
As a result, many people ignored it。
我们请看马太福音二十二章第四节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 22, verse 4。
马太福音二十二章第四节第五节。
Matthew chapter 22, verse 4 and 5。
王又打发别的仆人说：“你们告诉那被召的人，我的宴席已经预备好了，牛和回畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来赴席，祝给儿子设摆宴席呀。”
Jesus said over here, he threw a feast, a banquet, just like a king that is preparing a wedding for his son.
就差仆人去邀请人来参加。
So he sent his servants to ask more people to come and attend.
这种喜事呢，很喜欢啊，有很多人喜欢参加。
Many people like to attend such a festive occasion.
但是意想不到啊，他所差遣的仆人去邀请呢，没有人要来参加。
But out of his expectation, the servant has invited no one to come to his banquet.
这个喜宴各样都预备好了，很齐全呐。
In this banquet, everything was prepared for.
但是仆人去邀请呢，啊，大多数的人都不理。
And when the servant went to invite people, and most of them declined.
有的忙自己田里的事情。
Some people are busy in their field.
有的忙自己店里的生意的事情。
Some were busy with their own business.
所以人一旦忙碌的时候呢，会忽略了这个天国的宴席。
And that's the reason why when a person is busy, it's easy to ignore the banquet of the heavenly kingdom.
实际上，每个人呢都是有繁忙的生活。
In actual fact, every one of us do have a busy life.
但是有的人就能够做自己的主人。
Some people can be their own master.
有的人虽然很慌忙，但是呢，红油的喜宴他还是去参加的。
Some people, even though they're busy, they will spare their time to attend their friend's banquet.
因为呢，这是一件高兴的事情。
Because that is something joyful.
我们再参看路加福音十四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 14,
十七节。
Verse 17.
路加福音十四章十七节。
Luke chapter 14, verse 17.
到二十节。
Until verse 20.
到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对那所请的人说：“请来吧，样样都齐备。”十八节。
18.
众人一口同音推辞，头一个说：“我买了一。”快递必须去看一看，请你准我取了。十九节。
19.
又一个说：“我买了五对牛，要去数一数，请你准我取了。”二十节。
20.
又一个说：“我才娶了妻子，所以不能去。”主耶稣在这边呢 讲到呢一个人摆设宴席呀。
So Jesus talked about someone that has thrown a banquet.
主人呢，很高兴的请很多人来参加。
And the master was glad to invite everyone to come.
但是还是呢，有这些被请的人都有他充分的理由啊。
But even though these people are invited, but they made many excuses.
一个一个的除掉，所以说啊，众人异口同音推辞啊。
One by one declined their invitations.
当然，这个主人呢，看到这种情形很扫兴啊。
And of course, the master wasn't happy about this.
那么，主耶稣所说的这个比 喻呢，也就是针对这些呢忽略救恩的人呐。
And this parable means to say that people who ignore the salvation, gospel of salvation.
他所完成的十字架的救恩非常重要。
And in order for him to complete, to accomplish the gospel of the cross is very important.
但是人呢，在忙碌的买卖当中呢，被这个忙碌呢捆绑起来。
But people busy in their trade, they are so tied down with their business.
就忽略了主耶稣十字架的救恩了。
And so they ignore the salvation from the cross.
不但这些做买卖的人啊来推辞啊。
Not only those businessmen that declined his invitation.
这里面呢提到有一个人刚结婚，他说我也不能够去啊。
There's also someone said, I just got married, so I can't come.
当然呢，他被家庭的事情缠累了。
Of course, he was bound by his family matter.
所以他没有办法去参加啊这种天国的宴席啊。
So he couldn't attend the banquet of heavenly kingdom.
所以主耶稣讲到撒种的比喻，撒在这个路旁啊。
Therefore, when Jesus talked about the parable of the sower, he said the seed fell on the path.
原来呢，啊，路很多人在那边呢走来走去，非常慌忙。
And the path has been traveled by so many people.
如果我们的生命只像一条啊热闹的马路啊
，If our life is just like the busy path,
当然呢，种子就是神的道理，没有办法在我们的心地呢啊发芽。
So that the seed, if seed is the word of God, it will never germinate in our heart.
所以主耶稣讲这些道理以后呢，除了对门徒有造就以外，对那些呢广大的群众呢，当然造就也很大的。
Not only Jesus wanted to edify the disciples through this parable, he also wanted to encourage the people that hears it.
那他除了提到这个路呢，有很多人会见到他以外。
Besides that, he mentioned about many people will step along the path.
他又提到天上的小鸟啊。
He also talked about the bird from the air.
我们再请看路加福音第八章第五节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8, verse 5.
第五节
，verse 5.
有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，被人见大。天上的飞鸟又来出见了。除了人以外呢，还有一个力量，就是鸟啊。
Other than the force from the human trampling on it, there's another force from the birds.
鸟会把种子吃掉的。
The birds have the ability to eat it up.
那当然呢，这个种子呢就没有办法发芽。
And the seed will never germinate.
那么主耶稣所说的天上的飞鸟是指的什么呢
？So what is this bird that Jesus was referring to represent？
我们请看十二节。
Let's read on to verse 12。
那些在路旁的，就是人听了道，随后魔鬼来，从他心里把道夺去，恐怕他们信了得救。主耶稣在这边解释。落在路旁的种子啊。
So Jesus trying to explain the seed that fell along the street, the path.
也就是说，人听到耶稣的道理啊，随后呢，就有撒旦来啊，从他心里的道把他夺去了。
It is to say, someone who hears the words of God, and then devil come and takes away the word from their hearts.
因为魔鬼知道。人接受主耶稣的道理以后就可以得救啊。
Because the devil knows that once receive the word of God, they will be saved.
因为他呢不愿意每个人来得救的。
And devil does not want everyone to be saved.
所以他要受神来惩罚他之前呢，就尽量的来阻挡这件事情。
Before the punishment that the devil will receive in the future,He would like to do all this harm to human.
在审判大日还没来临之前呢，撒旦的工作呢会继续不断。
Before the judgment day, the work of devil will not cease.
他好像天上的小鸟一样。
The devil is just like the birds in the air.
这个鸟不但在高速公路旁飞来飞去啊。
The birds not only fly along the freeways.
当然呢，鸟也飞到田里去啊。
The bird also fly to the fields.
田间的小路照样的飞鸟也会啊，飞到那边去了。
The little paths in the fields that are also reachable by the birds.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻当中呢。也提醒这些听众。
In Jesus' parable, telling of such a parable, he's trying to remind everyone.
要防备撒旦的工作。
That we must be aware of the work of devil.
飞鸟呢，它没有受限制，都可以飞来飞去的。
The birds are not restrained in any way. It can fly anywhere.
当然呢，看到种族呢，在这个马路上呢，他就很方便把它出境了。
Naturally, when they see a seed on the path, it will just come down and eat it.
他看到人的心地有很多的欲望，他就去占领它。
And he saw that humans are filled with a desire full of heart, and the devil would like to occupy it.
他看到人的心地有可以占领的地方，他就进去了。
And devil seeing anyone's heart that is occupiable, that it will come.
他看到这个人有野心，好，他就呢去占领了他。
If a person filled with ambition, devil would like to occupy him.
他看到这个人对这个救恩毫不关心，好，他就去占领他。
And when he saw that someone is ignorant about salvation, he will try to occupy him.
因此呢，这个种族虽然落到一个地方呢。还是呢，没有能力发芽成长。
Therefore, such a seed, even though it fell on the path, it was not able to grow.
因为呢，撒旦的力量，魔鬼的力量也是蛮大。
Because the force from the devil is indeed immense.
所以必须要去防备他的。
So that we must try to prevent it.
那在圣经里面呢，在描写撒旦呢，好像风雨无阻，到处逛，到处逛。
In the Bible, it describes devil as such that is not restrained by anything. It's just like an air that flows anywhere.
彼得把它形容也好像火叫的狮子一样。
It also like is devil is also like the roaring lion.
我们请看彼得前书第五章第八节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8.
彼得前书第五章第八节
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8
务要谨守警醒因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行寻找可吞出的人彼得在这边提到魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子、
Peter says the devilprowls around like a roaring lion.
狮子是百兽之王啊，能力大，很凶猛。
Roaring lion is no, excuse me. The lion is the king of animals.
遍地游行啊
，and it prowls around.
这些小动物呢，不是它的对手，就成为它的食物。
And those little animals are not any competition with him. They will be eaten by him.
但是这些小动物如果呢眼睛雪亮数千就能够躲开的话
If the little animals were be alert they will be able to prevent the lion from eating them up
那么他的生命就安全了
And its life will be preserved
彼得说他遍地游行也好像飞鸟在空中飞来飞去一样
So the way that the lionprowls around, it's just like the bird that flies around in the air.
所以神的道理落在一个硬心的心地呢，当然这是可吞出的，就把它出掉。
Therefore, as the word of God that fell on the heart that is hard, that devil will seize this opportunity to eat it up.
如果他看到你是不可出的，当然他就没有办法出下去的。
If the devil sees that it's something unedible, it will not eat it.
飞鸟，它不会呢不可能出的，它把它出掉。
The bird will not eat anything that is unedible.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻呢，也在提醒门徒啊。
So that this Jesus telling of this parable is also to remind the disciples.
一方面撒种，一方面呢要防备小鸟呢把种子吃掉。
At one hand trying to see the sow the seeds, and at another hand trying to prevent the birds from eating them up.
所以农人如果不提防小鸟的话，可能他的农作物呢就会受破坏。
So if a farmer is not aware of the birds, that his crop may be harmed.
同样的，我们在经营我们的心地。能够松软，让神的道能够在里面发芽又成长。
At the same token, if we are able to soften our heart, then the word of God will grow in our heart.
但是呢，有鸟的力量会来破坏。
However, there is still existence of such a force from the bird.
所以有时候并不是我们不够热心，我们不静下来领受神的道。
Therefore, sometimes it's not that we do not want to be quiet down to receive the word of God.
就是因为没有小心，没有防备小鸟。
It is because we are not alertful enough for the birds.
那么种子呢，就被它吃掉。
And the seeds are eaten by the birds.
在耶伯记里面也记载。
In Job, it also records.
有一天呢，天上的神问撒旦说：“你从哪里来？”
One day, God from heaven asked devil, that where are you from?
我们请看耶伯记第一章第七节。
Let's turn to Job chapter 1.
耶伯记第一章第七节。
Job chapter 1 verse 7.
耶和华问撒旦说：“你从哪里来？”撒旦回答说：“我从地上走来走去，往返而来。”有一天呐，神的众族在神的面前。
So, one day when there are angels in front of the Lord.
No, 撒旦也来到神的面前。
And Satan also came before him.
那神就问他：“你从哪里来？”
And the Lord asked him, "Where have you come from?"
他说：“我是从地上走来走去呀。”
The Satan answered, "I'm roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it."
撒旦是无形无踪的。
Satan, it travels with no trace.
因为他是属灵气的恶。
Because he is the evil that belongs to the evil spirit.
是用我们的肉眼看不见的。
It is invisible by our human eyes.
但是他是到处逛来逛去的。
And he travels everywhere.
有时候好像飞鸟在空中飞啊。
Just like the birds that flies in the air.
所以种子呢很容易呢被它吃掉。
And our seeds are easily eaten by it.
但是撒种的人如果有防备的话，就不会被它吃掉。
However, if the sower are able to be cautious about it, then the seeds will not be eaten by the birds.
同样的，我们的心地如果不像马路那么硬的话，就不会被它吃掉。
And likewise, if our heart is not hardened,then our seed will not be eaten.
所以以弗所书第四章那边提到不要给魔鬼留地步。
So in Ephesians chapter 4 that it says we shall not leave any steps for the devil.
因为他没有地步进来，没有地步站住，就没有办法来除掉种子。
Because without room given to devils, then he will not stand in our heart and eat our seeds.
主耶稣基督徒经常有虔诚的祈祷。
That Christian has to often have sincere prayers.
基督徒经常有静下来来领受神的道理。
Christian often quiets down to receive the words of God.
在这慌忙的生活当中呢，没有忘记神的真理。
In our busy lives, that we never forget the word of God, the truth.
那撒旦呢，他就没有地步，他就没有办法。把这个种族除掉了。
So that the devil will never have such an opportunity to devour our seeds.
所以会被撒旦除掉，就是因为给他留地步啊。
Therefore, those whose seeds were eaten by the devil are those who leave room to devil to travel.
主耶稣有一个门徒叫做犹大。
So there's someone in the Bible named Judah.
圣经几个地方记载呢？撒旦进入他的心了。
In a few places in the Bible, it says Judah's heart was entered by the devil.
为什么会进入呢？
Why did the devil enter into his heart?
因为有空隙啊，留给他进去的。
Because there are gap that left for the devil to slip in.
请看约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
Gospel of John chapter 12.
请看第五节第四节到第六节。
Please read verses 4-6.
有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加勒人犹大，说做香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？第六节。
Verse 6.
他说这话并不是挂念穷人，因为他是个劫，又带着钱囊，常取其中所存的。这里记载有一个女人做了善事。
Here it says a woman that has performed a good deed.
那么犹大在旁边看到就很不满。
And Judah by the side saw the incident.
说这么值钱的这个香膏，为什么呢？不去周济很多的穷人呢
？And he said, why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor?
为什么要坐在耶稣的身上？
Why does it have to be done on Jesus?
那第六节呢？约翰就对他有个评论。
So on verse 6, John told him,
说他的内心并不是挂念穷人呐。
That his heart is, he did not care about the poor.
因为他的心经常不正。
Because his heart was not right.
我们再看十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
27节。
Verse 27.
他出来以后，撒旦就入了他的心。耶稣便对他说：“你所做的，快做吧。”这里记载，耶稣说有人要卖他。
Here it says, there is someone who is going to betray Jesus.
犹大问他说：“是谁呀？”
So Judah asked him, "Who?"
耶稣说：“我拿一点饼给谁，就是那一个啊。”
So Jesus said.Whoever I give my bread to will be the one.
他就拿给犹大。
So he gave it to Judas.
犹大大大方方把那吃了。
And Judah ate it without any shame.
一点悔改都没有。
Without any heart of repentance.
所以撒旦进入他的心。
Therefore Satan entered into him.
在路加福音22章那边也记载，撒旦入他的心了。
And Luke chapter 22 also mentioned that Satan has entered into Judah's heart.
但是不同一个时间呢?
However, it's at different time.
为什么撒旦几次要进他的心呢?
Why Satan has to enter into his heart at different occasions?
就是因为他给撒旦留地步啊。
It is because he has left room for Satan to come in.
所以我们要预防小鸟把种子吃掉。
Therefore, we must prevent the birds from eating the seeds.
彼得说要用坚固的信心抵挡它。
Peter said we must have a firm faith to fight with it.
请看彼得前书第五章第九节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5,
第九节
verse 9.
彼得前书第五章第九节。
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9.
你们要用坚固的信心抵挡它。因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。彼得在这边提到要应付撒旦的吞吐呢，就是要用坚固的信心。
So Peter over here said, in order to resist devil, we must stand firm in the faith.
虽然有很多的弟兄姐妹经历了这种属灵的战争的苦难。
Even though there are many brothers and sisters has gone through the warfare, spiritual warfare.
但是还是能够抵挡它。
But they're still able to resist them.
所以主耶稣在讲这个撒种的比喻啊，种子所落下去的第一个地方。
So, the place where Jesus mentioned the seed that has fell on,
就是马路上。
It is along the path.
就是呢，指着人啊。慌忙的生活。
It represents the busy life that one lives.
不要让自己的心地呢，好像马路那么硬。
We must not let our hearts just as hard as the path.
在慌忙当中呢，还是要拨一点时间呢，让神的种子呢，神的道理呢，在我们的心里 得到造就。
Even though we're busy, we must set aside time to receive the word of God.
一方面呢，能够借着祷告，用坚固的信心抵挡小鸟的破坏。
On one hand, we must defend our faith through our prayers to prevent the birds from eating our seeds up.
就是在提防撒旦这种属灵的工作。
That is to prevent the word from devil.
所以主耶稣所讲的这个比喻呢，我们可以从这一方面来得到这个教训。
Therefore, we receive much teachings from the parable.